now. Let's find out what's making news in the UK. Thanks to Kia's end of financial year offers. On now.
Anna Brady from Sky News in the UK. Hello, mate. Britain's most notorious prisoner is dead.
And you know what, Ben? I think we're closing the darkest chapter in British criminal history here this morning with this news. Ian Brady, a serial killer who murdered children in the 1960s with his girlfriend Myra Hindley. They were absolutely evil personified, this pair. They met, they had a shared interest in sadism, and their modus operandi in the northwest of England in the 1960s was that Myra Hindley would drive round in her car, lure school children of 9, 10, 11 years of age into her vehicle, and she would drive them out to Saddleworth Moor, where Ian Brady, her boyfriend, would be waiting. And together they would abuse, torture and murder these young children before burying them on Saddleworth Moor. They murdered 5 children before they were caught.
Good.
4 bodies were found. Keith Bennett, his body was never discovered, and Brady would never tell his mother, Winnie Johnson, where the little boy was buried. And she begged, she pleaded, she wrote letters, she went on the news, she was on the radio, and that lady died a couple of years ago, never knowing where her son was buried. So Ian Brady dying overnight at the age of 79, and unfortunately he lived a life, and all those kids that whose lives he took, just depravity personified.
Hope he rots in hell, Ender. Hope he rots in hell. Now, Pippa Middleton, her wedding marquee, they've put a price on it. How much is this going to cost?
I find this staggering. Obviously, the parents, you know, when your other daughter marries the future king and has Westminster Abbey and the whole world watching, you've got to push the boat out for Pippa. This weekend, it's a big one, and it's not a royal wedding, obviously, per se. She's marrying a commoner, a guy called James Matthews, who's a hedge fund manager. They've built a glass marquee. That's the best way of describing it. It looks like a crystal maze, if you see it in the papers tomorrow. $200,000. That's what they reckon. Absolutely extravagant.
200,000. Right. So what's it like? What do you call them? A greenhouse that you put plants in?
Yeah, precisely. It looks like a massive glass house. It's been shipped in pane by pane from Belgium. And the papers today reckon you wouldn't get much change out of $200,000 Australian. And the pictures will be everywhere next weekend. And as much as it's the bride's day, the groom, he won't get a look in. You won't see him in any of the newspapers. And they reckon that whatever about Pippa, the papers will go crazy for pictures of the flower girl, which would be Princess Charlotte, and the page boy, the future king, Prince George.
Bride's family paying?
Actually, yes, I believe they are. They're a wealthy family. They're very successful. They're very hardworking, the Middletons. But it's amazing, you know, royalty by association. 200K on a marquee.
Oh, dear. Ender, thank you, mate. Chat again tomorrow. Ender Brady from Sky News UK.